Well, the next slide. There are stark contrasts that the scripture give us between David and Solomon. Let me just give these to you. In God's Word, the Bible, two old men sat down and wrote the summary of their lives. One was a father, the other his son. Both wrote under the inspiration of God's Spirit. Both had suffered through many afflictions. Both knew the Lord in an unusual way. For one, Solomon, he looked back almost bitterly at the end of his life. And he looked back and he, perhaps too late, realized that the only way to live and the best way to die was to reflect on God's plans in the first place. His name was Solomon. The summary of his life, a book called Ecclesiastes. The book of Ecclesiastes could be called the lessons of what happens to you when you neglect a lifestyle of fearing God, as described in the book of Proverbs. Solomon found out after his restless pursuit of all the world had to offer that nothing but God satisfies. In fact, the message of Ecclesiastes is nothing satisfies but God. What about the other one? Well, the next slide says that David invested his life with God. The other man at the end of his life looks back and sees a lifelong growth in experiencing God. His name was David, the father of Solomon. David ended well, feared no evil because he remembered his Creator. His summary was still the best known song in the world is. Do you know what one of David's writings everybody in Christendom knows? The 23rd Psalm. As a youth, David remembered his Creator. In Acts 13:22-6, God wrote David's epitaph. He said, "He is the man after my own heart who serves my purpose." The next slide. There's a warning for all of us. Difficult, hard, and evil days are ahead. That's what Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes 12. The next slide. I remind you, we have a choice. Don't ruin your life like Solomon. Each day, we're choosing a pathway. God wants us to walk in wisdom. In the next slide, that's why I ask you, why should we memorize Proverbs 3, 5, and 6? Here's the reason why, just before we go, our class is almost over, but Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 have some important elements. The first word is trust. And what that word means in Hebrew, if you did a word study on it, is to lie helplessly face down. So God wants us to come to Him submissively and in humility. Trust. Just fall before the Lord helplessly and humbly. Then it says, lean not on yourself. Do you know what that means? The word lean means not to incline, but actually to be held up by. If I lean against this wall far enough, I can't stand up without the wall holding me up. Do you know what Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says? Only be able to go through life held up by God as we fall submissively before Him. Then verse 6 says, in all your ways acknowledge Him. That means knowing God, seeking God, pursuing His wisdom, and seeing that living for Him is what life is about. And then it says, God will direct your paths. Well, the last slide is a reminder. That's how Solomon ruined his life. What is that? How did the world's smartest and richest man ruin his life? He didn't select his friends God's way. Do you? Are you committed to not marrying an unbeliever? Solomon married an unbeliever and ruined his life. Are you going to heed God's path of wisdom?